And now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoffy Hour represent Brian Hoffy and Patsit. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoffy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoffy Hour.
Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour. Hoffy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Yes, sir, you are tuned in. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour to an hour and a half. Call the show and leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Currently, we have 8 sponsors on this podcast, and during the commercial breaks, I will get to each one of them. But we are working on our 9th sponsor. And by the way, 9 is my favorite number, because every time you times a number by 9, the answer equals to 9. So what I mean is 9 times 7 is 63. 6 plus 3 is 9. 9 times 8, 72. 7 plus 2 is 9. I think you get the point. So this new sponsor that I will be announcing soon is number 9. Oh my God. We have so much to get into. Dog the Bounty Hunter is sorry. I don't believe a word of it. I'm not a Dog the Bounty Hunter fan. Pardon me, but I'm not a big fan of racism or transphobia or anything that he represents. He only cared about his wife when she died. He was cheating on her all the time. Then all of a sudden, he's like, I miss you. That's how it works. When you're a scumbag, you don't know what you have until it's gone. Dog the Bounty Hunter's clumsy attempt to clarify transphobic rant and violent threats against Dylan Mulvaney after his openly gay daughter apologized for his comments. It's never good when someone else has to do it for you. But then again, I don't really see that 70-year-old creep being woke at all. Man, there's been audio tapes. I keep saying the word tape because I'm old. There's clips of him over the years being racist and transphobic, but people look up to him. The same person that looks up to Dog the Bounty Hunter also liked Jesse James back in the day, the dude that was married to Sandra Bullock, or they like Duck Dynasty. Like, that's the type of person you are. If you find Dog the Bounty Hunter entertaining, that's your vibe. Dog the Bounty Hunter made a halting attempt to walk back some of his threatening comments against the transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney in a new podcast appearance. While dropping by the podcast, two guys from Hollywood, Dog, who his real name is Dwayne Chapman, which I would go by the name Dog the Bounty Hunter if my name was Dwayne Chapman. The 70-year-old reality star previously caused controversy with an interview earlier this month with the Christian ministry founder Cheryl Barrera, which, by the way, anybody that's religious, anybody that's out there, you know, religious, and then you mix that with Dog the Bounty Hunter in your podcast, you're going to have transphobia. Man, religious people creep me out. They're like, oh man, you were born a man and you were born a woman. That's all you can be. It creeps the hell out of me. It really does. When people really care about, oh, the person who is born a male can only be a male. Like, shut up. Shut your ass. Whatever a person wants to do in this lifetime, let them. During the chat with the religious guy last month, he appeared to threaten to give Mulvaney a couple black eyes, though he misgendered the reality media star who uses she and her and they and them pronouns interchangeably. Well, that confuses me. How are you a she/her and they and them? Again, a lot of it confuses me, But whatever you gotta do to get by in life, that is completely fine. Although Dog the Bounty Hunter was hesitant to refer to Mulvaney by she, he appeared to deny that he wanted to assault her and claimed he'd be willing to give his life to defend a gay person being attacked by several men. Wow! You're a really good guy, Dog the Bounty Hunter. You're telling me if somebody was being attacked with the sort of decent muscles you have, you would interject and help out? Wow! A round of applause for this piece of fucking shit. All right. Here's a clip. Dog the Bounty Hunter and his current wife, Francie, who, by the way, she is rugged looking. She looks like one of those chicks at a smoker bar in Largo on a Friday night looking to get laid. And she is just washed up to the max. Here is Dog the Bounty Hunter ranting about Jesus not being a sissy man, even though Jesus isn't real, so you're getting mad over fiction. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're tripping over. Like, that's like saying, Harry Potter's not a man. Harry Potter's fake, and so is Jesus.
Jesus was not a sissy. When the garage sale guys were in his father's house, and those people were really dependent on selling their meat and all that.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how long of a whip he had, but he threw over the tables.
Magdalene liked the meat.
Whooped them all, threw them out. So, and then that poor fig tree, he said, he went over there, was a little hungry, and the fig tree didn't have any figs on it. And he said, listen, you punk, you'll never grow another fig. I'm hungry. So he was not a sissy man. And so that's what we need is, I heard a preacher say the other day, we don't need no more sissy men. Even Joel Osteen has become a man. So we need men and women that are willing to stand up against evil.
Aren't you racist, buddy boy? Racist is evil. And you're out here preaching against evil. Here is Dylan Mulvaney talking about Bud Light. I love how much she slash her slash they slash them. Good, I got it. I love how much she is pissing off the world.
Hi. Impressive carrying skills, right? I got some Bud Lights for us.
Mm.
So, I kept hearing about this thing called March Madness.
What's going on?
And I thought we were all just having a hectic month, but it turns out it has something to do with sports.
Listen, I am completely fine with Dylan doing this and whatever, but I can totally see how your brain-dead, moronic, Bud Light-drinking, country music-listening-to religious piece of garbage would be offended by this. They're kind of poking the bear a little bit. Like some guy named Corey that lives in like Tallahassee is like, insert offensive words here. That insert offensive words here. Don't you know that you're supposed to drink beer while watching sports? What is this sissy man doing? Again, I don't think that way, but I can see how what Dylan's putting out, she's kind of poking the bear.
And I'm not sure exactly which sport, but either way, it's a cause to celebrate. This month, I celebrated my day 365 of womanhood, and Bud Light sent me possibly the best gift ever, a can with my face on it.
I love this. This is like a Tim and Eric skit, or like the Eric Andre show. It's funny. And I don't want people to go, ha-ha, you're laughing at Trent. No, she's entertaining.
Check out my Instagram story to see how you can enjoy March Madness with Bud Light and maybe win some money, too. Love ya. Cheers. Go team, whatever team you love, I love too.
What is that sissy saying about go team? She doesn't even know about sports. You know that guy that gets really mad about it?
Okay.
Yeah, you know the person that gets really offended over like COVID was fake? That's the same person that would be bothered by Dylan. Why? Because you're in the closet.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, let's get some good vibes up in here in the happy hour. Let's have a good time and party.
Happy hour will be right back.
So one of my panel members is Pharaoh, and he's got this rap song with Slick Red, Long Island.
Uh-huh.
with the money. She wanna dance to the money. Just run to the money. To the money, just ran to the money. Yeah, shot and ran to the money. Shot and ran to the money. Dance to the money. To the money, just run to the money. To the money, just ran to the money. Yeah, shot and ran to the money. Shot and ran to the money. Got me touching like a doctor, but I ain't feel. The instrumental got me cooking with the damn grill. Let me slide it in slow, baby, stay still. Close your eyes with my heart, I just felt chills. I make songs for the lovers who won't hand still. I got love for my brothers in the damn field. Shoot a nigga in his head, that's a damn kill.
She say I'm a bad man. I keep a big gun for the nigga run down. Tryna put it in a thumb thumb. Bad bitch, give me pum pum. I'm a bad man, bad man, bad man. Can't say these hoes, no, I'm not bad man. Got all the drugs, call me the trap man. And a nigga so hot like beach hot sun.
Cut my haters with them big ass guns. If you shoot it, keep a big ass drum. Mix the honey with some clean white rum. Slow it down, you gon' make me come. Fuck me slower like the beat got drums. Leave that nigga, he a weak ass bum.
Damn, Pharaoh, where'd you find this at?
Don't play with me, yeah, I keep a K with me. She wanna lay down, chill, she wanna stay with me. I'm a shooter, so she say she feelin' safe with me. And she the reason why these niggas always hate on me. I'm a bad man, I'm a real bad man. Can't save the hoes, I'm not bad man, yeah.
Dance to the money, to the money, just run to the money. To the money, just ran to the money. Yeah, shot and ran to the money, shot and ran to the money. Dance to the money, to the money, just run to the money. To the money, just ran to the money. Yeah, shot and ran to the money, shot and ran to the money. Dance to the money, to the money, just run to the money. To the money, just ran to the money. Yeah, shot and ran to the money, shot and ran to the money.
Oh yeah, let's party, cause life is short, and I'm about to be 30, and low-key panicking, I'll be fine, right? Tell me I'm gonna be fine, please, relieve my anxiety, baby, and tell me I'm gonna be fine. That's all I need to hear. It's really all I need to hear. Nothing more. All right, this is getting weird. And nothing less. David Pezza, let's go. Nine? My lucky number.
Thanks. Okay.
This following segment was brought to you by
Betches Love Brunch.
And it was also brought to you by
Fun.
Mitra 9. The best kava and Kratom seltzer around.
Avocado toast, eggs, and
if you go to mitra-9.com and at checkout use keyword hoppy, you can have brunch with it.
With my besties, summer dresses on.
All right, mitra-9.com, use keyword hoppy and save 20%. This is also being brought to you by the best CBD Delta 8. I don't mean to turn it off so abruptly, but I got to play the right music for this right sponsor.
On the subject of narcotics in general, a great marijuana has been
DZBZ Honey, the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. It tastes good, and it gets you high. And no, it doesn't have marijuana in it. We should have a song that goes, Delta 8, Delta 8. DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use keyword happy and save 20%. Can you tell that I've had some Kratom today? Can you tell that I've had that Logan Paul energy drink and coffee? And that I love my life? Yes, you can.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Now for something completely different.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Bitches love brunch. They also love to rant about celebrity news. Which we're going to do right now.
Topic.
What do I feel like beginning with?
You may have noticed a lot more pink lately, thanks to the new Barbie movie. The film hits theaters this Friday, and Barbie mania is everywhere. From Barbie's real-life dream house, pop-up cafes, even a pink paint shortage.
And even open marriages are more common because of Ken and Barbie. Get what I did there? I assumed they're in an open relationship.
So let's take this to our group chat. ABC's Will Gans, business reporter Alexis Christophorus, and Chief...
Oh, that's such a cool name for a segment. Group chat. Look at the news being hip.
Correspondent at Variety, Elizabeth Wagmeister, are here to unpack Barbie mania for me. Will, you came prepared.
I brought the pink glasses, you guys. I hope I'm serving Kenergy.
No, you're not. You are serving douche energy. Pretty much, they're saying that the marketing of Barbie is so great right now. 856-49-HOPPY. This guy right here is my hero.
Another unscripted show that will definitely be back in the fall is The Bachelor, and they're really mixing things up, casting not a hunky 20-something to hand out roses, but a 71-year-old grandpa.
They should call it The Gold Diggers. They should call it The Sugar Babies, looking for a rich guy because they have no talent. The name, The Golden Bachelor, sounds like something Donald Trump would like. Get what I did there?
On The Bachelor, you are used to seeing shirtless hunks looking for love. Now comes Grandpa.
You know what they need? They need one of the Bachelor people to really go on OnlyFans and just do it all. Man, you would make a lot of money. Have the Bachelor in Paradise after show. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have those shows afterwards where you have like Andy Cohen or for whatever network. You got to have the official X-rated after show of The Bachelor on OnlyFans. All right, I'm even getting creeped out by playing this. 856-49-HOPPY. I looked up moaning on YouTube.
Roses, but a 71-year-old grandpa.
On The Bachelor, you are used to seeing shirtless hunks looking for love. Now comes Grandpa.
And I'm your first Golden Bachelor.
Gary Turner is 71. His daughters and granddaughters encouraged him to apply for the show.
It feels amazing, and it's still sinking in.
That's got to be weird, though, for the daughters. Even though they're trying to help out their dad get laid, who probably just golfs all day and bitches about their mom, it's got to be weird that the people that he's going to be dating are the same age as you.
He spoke to GMA about looking for love in his golden years.
It's never too late to fall in love again.
Gary is a widower. His wife of 43 years died.
Well, that was harsh of me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Nah, I didn't know he's a widower.
Suddenly in 2017.
Oops. We always told each other when one of us goes, we want the other one to be happy.
That always is a weird thing when you're in a relationship. Well, the first weird thing is when you're out of a relationship and thinking about your ex getting pounded by someone else, unless they're getting robbed because they're into women. But the other weird thing is if you were to be in a relationship until you die, them having sex after you're gone.
She's up there rooting. She's saying, yeah, Gary, do this.
So, who's his ideal mate? He's looking for a lady who's high energy and enjoys golf and pickleball.
Don't.
Whatever.
Give up. There's always possibilities.
Yeah, there is. The part where he's like, my wife would want me to go for this. I'm pretty sure she would want you to date somebody from a book club. I don't think she's like, oh my God, I want you to bake someone that was born in 1989, please. 856-49-HOPPY. I am shot out of a cannon today. I'm telling you right now that I love life, but sometimes I get a little concerned about the amount of caffeine I drink, but it really helps me out because right now I am shot out of a cannon. I loaded up that just to say that.
I like Rocky 13.
That's so bad.
Alabama Barker has hilarious shared her strong opinion on the name her dad, Travis Barker, wants to name he and Kourtney Kardashian's baby boy.
They should name the baby boy Midlife Crisis.
The Blink-182 drummer had a brainstorming session about potential monikers with his 17-year-old daughter while talking about greatest of all time baby names on the latest episode of Complex's Goat Talk.
Low-key, Complex puts out some really good content.
Okay, last one. Goat baby name.
Audemars. Milan. Fucking Patek.
I like Rocky 13.
That's so bad.
Kind of like when you decided to marry mom. That was so bad.
That's this name that's just been going through
Even
my head lately.
Even he knows it's bad.
It is bad. Rocky George played guitar for Suicidal Tendencies, and 13 is just the greatest number
so
of all
gonna
time.
Name your
I feel like this sound right here kind of defines their relationship.
And
Travis Barker is my dad, and he dated my crazy mom.
13 is just the greatest number
of all
time. So
you're going to name your kid Rocky 13?
Possibly.
Let's see how this goes when he's
out. It's going to go well, because every Kardashian relationship ends happily ever after.
That's cool. Rocky 13.
And Rocky, the greatest boxing movie of all time.
Okay, yeah.
It's awesome.
I
don't care anymore. My mic was off. When my mic is off, that's probably a sign that we should go to commercial. Up next, Maria Menounos had her first baby, which I was completely and utterly shocked by this. Why was I completely and utterly shocked that Maria Menounos had her first baby? Because I thought she had like four. Didn't you think she had a lot of kids? I don't know. There's so many celebrities out there. It's so much to keep up with.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Since we're talking about all the famous celebrities and all the ones that have a lot of sex, this song you could create a kid to like it by Balenciaga.
Tell me when you're outside. I'ma take you for a ride.
whatever you wanna do, I'ma leave it up to you.
Condom?
And I'ma have you feeling.
You got a vasectomy.
Whenever we get
what happened?
What you doing later? Stop being a player. Come on and lay up with me.
I know. I will be sure to grab the towel because it's going to get a little messy and we're going to have to clean it up.
Told you once before that you could get your soul smashed. I could throw it way back. I know you like it. I know you like it all.
Guess what? I got some breaking news to let you know.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. I said... Oh. Took a second. I said, oh yeah. Why? Because I am playing the music of Romeo. This following segment has been brought to you by the best barber, not just in Tampa Bay, because I always surround myself with the best barber in this whole universe on planet Earth, known as Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, over at richkbarber.com. Beard trims, haircuts, whatever the hell you need, he will hook you up at richkbarber.com. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. But you can't just show up and go, hey, Rich, can I get a haircut? No. You got to sign up ahead of time at richkbarber.com or on the Salon Loft app. But here's the thing. Even if you have to wait 2 days on the waiting list, it is better to wait and to get a 10 out of 10 haircut than to go to some chain place and hope for the best. Let's let the beat drop. Oh, I'm so good at that. This is also being brought to you by the best printing company in all of the Bay Area at westchaseprinting.com. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, they will hook you up. And on the invoice, tell them you heard about it from Ryan Hoppy. I'm kind of a big deal in my own mind.
Now for something completely different.
Listen to Hoppy Hour at any time, anywhere. Search Hoppy Radio on all major streaming platforms.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Ladies and gentlemen,
what up?
Here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, Vanna White agrees to $100,000 an episode deal for Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Just a quarter of Pat Sajak's paycheck. Listen, I do believe that most women are very underpaid. Maybe not WNBA players, just because, let's be honest here, but teachers, a lot of times the male teachers will make more. There's many examples. But Vanna White here, she's barely doing any work. I don't even think when she presses the screen for the letters that she's really doing anything. Pat Sajak, yeah, it's a boring show to host and pretty easy, but he's doing all the talking, and I don't think I've ever heard her complete a full sentence. And I'm not saying she's not able to, but we don't know a thing about Vanna White. So when you're saying she's underpaid and making 1/4 of Pat Sajak, first of all, she's making more than most Americans, unless you live in San Francisco, because $100,000 an episode would be pretty much rent for 1 month. And second of all, get out of here! She doesn't really contribute much to the show. 856-49-HOPPY. Now, when I'm rich, when I make it big in radio, when I'm the biggest name of all time, which will be because of my height and my talent, my midlife crisis car is going to be a Porsche Panamera. but I'm going to drive it at a proper speed. I think if you have to speed down the highway, that you have a small dick and that you are overcompensating with something, including Vikings rookie wide receiver Jordan Addison, as he is cited for driving 140 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone at 3 a.m. It's not like he's on the highway, you know, but no, he's going in a 55 mile per hour area, 140 miles, literally almost three times the speed. Oh, but he plays NFL, so he'll probably get away with it. I don't get driving fast, man. He is 21 now, so that makes sense. Vikings rookie Jordan Addison was cited by state troopers for driving 140 miles in a 55 mile per hour zone in his Lamborghini early Thursday morning. Here's what the team said. We are aware of last night's traffic incident involving Jordan Addison and are gathering additional info. He was allegedly pulled over around 3 a.m. in St. Paul. Here's the thing. You hear this sound effect? That's the slap on the wrist he's going to get. They're not going to suspend him. The Vikings need him. Here's what it says here from the Minnesota State Patrol. Just after 3 a.m. early Thursday morning, a Minnesota state trooper was traveling eastbound on Interstate 94 near Dale Street when they observed the driver in a Lamborghini Urus driving 140 miles per hour in a 55 per hour zone. All right. It's so worth it, though, because going fast is so cool. Speaking of life coming at you fast and many things coming at you fast, OnlyFans boxer Daniela Hemsley is barred from competing after flashing her breasts to celebrate win, despite claiming she got permission to stage rude stunt. Hemsley will not be fighting in the Kingpin boxing final. The promotion apologizes for Hemsley's celebration. Hemsley says she simply was taking time away from boxing. OnlyFans boxer Daniela Hemsley has been banned from competing in the upcoming event after she flashed the crowd on live TV. The 22-year-old model outpointed Alexandra Danilica in the loser's bracket of the Kingpin High Stakes Tournament in Dublin. The social media star was announced as the winner via unanimous decision. I wonder why. Before deciding to celebrate in X-rated fashion by lifting up her sports bra to expose breasts for those inside the three arena and fans watching at home. I love the guy that's like the host of the show is like looking at them like, I wouldn't mind having those in my face. Kingpin has now announced that Hemsley will be banned from competing in the final show, which is expected to be held at the 02 Arena in September. That is the dumbest decision you could make because, trust me, you would have got so much ratings if you kept her around, but no, we got to go with moral, even though we're boxing. As we bring fans the best influencer boxing events possible, we accept that Saturday's post-fight incident may have offended some viewers, and we appreciate that this incident didn't meet the standards expected from a Kingpin fight night, a statement from the promotion read. Now, I want to address something. I have a hard time saying words that are ST, and I've been going to a speech therapist about it, and usually I'll dance around it. So if you notice that I'm trying to say the word like statement and that, I'm literally fighting through my anxiety. The most frightening thing about my time in sports radio, not that I didn't know much about sports radio and I was just trying to get away from 102.5 The Bone after I was lied to. The other thing is this, that going to 95.3 WDAE, they had me read headlines every morning on Pat and Aaron. And you better believe that I was hoping that the Houston Astros didn't go to the World Series. But then they did. It was frightening, man. Every morning I'd wake up, man, I hope the word doesn't have ST in the headlines. good times. Babies R Us makes comeback with new flagship store in New Jersey. 5 years after owner of Toys R Us went into liquidation. That was bizarre back in 2018, where everybody had not been to Toys R Us at that point for about 15 years, since I'd say 03. When you ask somebody who was mad about Toys R Us leaving 5 years ago, and you went, how long ago were you going to Toys R Us? They're like, oh, not for a while. It was the nostalgia of it. You know what I'm saying? And now people want Babies R Us back. You know what I'm cool with? Not going shopping, not dealing with spending gas money and that, and having Amazon Prime do it for me. Also in the news, houses plummet to their lowest level sales are in over a decade as families in large suburban homes cling to cheap mortgage deals. Well, there's this thing called everybody's broke. And it's totally not this guy's fault. It's not really. I don't care. Biden, 80, is now boarding Air Force One using plain, shorter, retractable stairs after stumbling up and falling over a sandbag. Prompts debate about his age as he launches re-election bid. Yeah, the guy can't even walk into an airplane, but we want him to run the world. Again, if I say this, someone's going to go, are you a Trumper? I don't like any politician. But pretty much, if you can't even walk properly and you can't really say much, you probably shouldn't be a president.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
What do I feel like playing? Here's some Bruce Wayne with Gravity.
Now we standing on cloud nine, but we had to get through the first eight. Infinity don't mean nothing, babe, if we're not standing up straight. When life comes full circle, I had to put a ring on it. You got that look in your eyes, now get on this ride. I wanna take you out of this world, girl, so you can love me. If nothing lasts forever, and all we need is time.
Bruce Wayne with Gravity. Man, he is one talented guy. And by the way, he will be coming on Happy Hour very, very soon. I have an announcement, though.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Take it away, David. Let's get drunk in Miami. I said,
I'm getting drunk in Miami.
Yeah, sometimes Spotify takes a second. Any other podcast would edit that out. But I'm not perfect. I'm keeping all the things in here. This following segment has been brought to you by Astrobleem Hemp Lemonade. A-S-T-R-O-B-L-E-M-E.com. And at checkout, use keyword HOPPY to save 10%. This is also being brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that he is the best trainer in all the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words when it comes to MMA. Self-defense, boxing classes, women's self-defense, kids classes, UFC classes, whatever the hell you need, he will hook you up. Martial arts, he's got his own workout room. All the info is at AmirAcademy.com. This is also being brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.net, the best personal trainer in all of the Bay Area, being Devin Prasad. He's got his own workout app and more. For all the info, go to RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at RyanHoppyRadio. You can always email me RyanHoppyRadio at gmail.com. Bruh, I don't mean to edit that so fast and abruptly, but we gotta get to some more news.
Oh, happy topic.
I don't mean to change that music so fast because I know you like listening to the music bed, but we gotta move on.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Time is short, but I am not. Here is the latest with Tori Spelling and that fun TMZ music.
Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott are on the outs. He really shocked everyone when he posted something basically saying that they had mutually decided they were getting divorced, post that last month, and then deleted it, so we're uncertain whether they were really splitting up. Well, now we know they are, because Tori has been seen with their kids staying without Dean at a motel.
$100 a night motel with four kids.
Right.
And I guess one of the things that struck us is, why isn't she at the house with if she's got the kids?
Listen. We don't know why she's not at the house or whatever, but I love the national paparazzi's making fun of her. Whoa, the paparazzi making fun of people? That's not new. But what's weird is like, they're like, oh, she's going to a Mattel or Target. Wow, she's saving money? What a dumb idea.
Right.
But for whatever reason, she's not. She's, you know, clearly having enormous money problems.
Right.
And we got her mom out. Well, we'll get to her mom in a minute.
Right, because Tori is now speaking out for the first time about the status of her marriage.
Speak out, baby. We need to hear from you.
Or the lack of marriage. And also answering a question about that motel stay, why she did that. Here's what she had to say as she was leaving Target, doing a little shopping.
Were you blindsided by Dean's post?
That here.
Is it safe to say that you might be getting a divorce?
No, they're going through reconciliation. What a dumb thing asked by the paparazzi. Man, the paparazzi used to be really good at asking things. I could do better.
I always look better on my own.
Okay, well, I mean, have you been in contact with him at all? There's been obviously a lot mentioned in the media recently about you staying in this motel. Why were you staying in like a cheap motel?
Are you a parent? You know you would do whatever you can for your kids, right?
I would hope this paparazzi is not a parent. Also, she's in a parking lot of a Kohl's and a Target. Why are they always next to each other?
Of course, I'm not a parent yet.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
We'll understand when you are.
I hope that guy's never a parent. 856-49-HOPPY. Get him a vasectomy. Speaking to somebody that probably got a vasectomy.
I made history on the field. Now we'll become champions of the water.
Tom Brady has found another new career venture after retiring from the NFL.
Tom has joined the Electric Raceboat Competition E1 World Championship as a team owner. The organization announces on July 20th.
He is so bored. I'm not saying he's not around for his kids, but why do you need to do more?
It's really amazing to learn about this sport combined.
That whole thing was really not discussed at all, but I'm not saying he's a deadbeat dad, but he's really not around much. He's always doing something.
And a lot of things that I love. Being on the water, great competition.
Not being around my kids.
Winning. The boats look amazing. They're so very sleek and cool and modern and exactly.
Ah, whatever. You're having your midlife crisis. Speaking of someone that had their midlife crisis, if I were Pete Davidson, I would be hurt from this.
It definitely jumped into another relationship so fast.
Kim Kardashian is reflecting on her relationship with Pete Davidson. The star sits down with sisters Kylie and Kendall in the newest episode of The Fam's reality show as she shares her lessons from her divorce from Kanye West. Mainly, Kim realizes she wasn't quite ready for her first romance post-split.
Okay. I think that is something that women do all the time, is they go into relationships over and over again. One of my exes did it and whatever. She went through like 6 or 7 boyfriends in a row, which is fine. But my first girlfriend, her other boyfriend, I think either died or whatever. And then we dated for like 3 or 4 months in 2016. And pretty much, I remember I matched with her on Tinder like 4 or 3 years ago. And we went out and she was like, I wasn't really ready to date you. I just really digged you. And I noticed that men never say that. Men are never like, oh, I moved on really quick from the girl, because they're really, really into the girl. You know, like what I'm saying is, I feel like the female gender women, a lot of times, don't want to admit that they like the guy, so they're kind of changing the past a little bit. Like, there was one time I went on a date with somebody, and it was on Valentine's Day this year. I met her through a kava bar, and the date was on Valentine's Day. And me and her went to the beach, smoked a doobie, had fun, and in the car, she goes, hey, I want to let you know, this isn't a Valentine's Day date, right? And I go, no, it's a date though, right? And she goes, yeah, I just don't want you to think it's a date on Valentine's Day. You know, like, that it's separate. We had a good time. Then I hear, like, a month ago, she's telling people at this comedy bar, oh, it wasn't a date I had with Hoppy. That's not what you said, huh? That's that thing of, like, women rewriting the past.
I definitely jumped into another relationship so fast. It got my mind away from, like, stuff, and that's not a way to, like, run from things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're going to want to run from things after Kanye West is who you married and had kids with. I don't blame her for going and having a midlife crisis relationship with Pete Davidson, because I would run, too, if my previous relationship was Kanye. You know what I'm saying? I would run. You would never hear from me again if my previous baby daddy was Kanye West. I'd be out of there so fast. One more time. Let's put a sound effect. If you ever hear me talking really fast and, like, keeping the flow going, that's because I'm loading a sound effect.
It's better to, like, deal. Heal.
Mm-hmm.
Deal.
Yeah.
Heal.
Got it.
And then
feel.
And then
feel.
Fart.
Deal, heal, and feel.
Kim and Kanye filed for divorce in February 2021 after 6 years of marriage.
And it took like 6 years for them to complete the divorce. He's like, you're not divorcing me!
Kim and the SNL star were linked the following October. They split in August of last year after 9 months together. The 42-year-old has opened up about her public divorce on this season of The Kardashians, reacting to Kanye's controversial anti-Semitic rants on social media. Despite the backlash, she says she wants to keep the focus on the couple's 4 kids.
Oh, that's good. Let's keep the focus on exploiting the kids. But then again, what do I expect? I expect nothing more, and I expect nothing less from The Kardashians.
They think their dad is like the best thing and the most amazing thing,
and he's,
and he's so great with them. Why would I take that away from them because I'm angry?
Northwest kind of looks like and acts like her father.
I mean, granted, I have a lot to be angry at, but like, they don't.
That is a spicy line right there.
Granted, I have a lot to be angry at, but like...
I have a lot to be angry at, including the fact that my mother sold my sex tape.
They don't know that. I still have a stalking. You know, and...
I feel like she doesn't realize that her kids are going to watch this in 10 years. So even though they're not watching it right now, in 2033, they're going to be like, Mom, why were you like that?
North wanted to post like all of our decorations and she posted the stocking and I'm like,
Mom, who is Ray J?
Oh my God, people are going to think I agree with his some of the things that he says.
Whatever. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Listen. As much as I despise politicians and I don't think they care about us and I think they're scumbags, you don't mess with politicians. And even though I think that Mayor Lori Lightfoot was probably the worst mayor ever in Chicago, you don't do this. You don't go up against the original elite.
Former Mayor Lori Lightfoot responding after coming face-to-face in court with the man accused of threatening to kill her. Lightfoot was in the front row at the Cook County Criminal Court building as 42-year-old William Colas appeared for today's status hearing.
She was such an uptight see you next Tuesday that to me with her, I wouldn't threaten her. I would just tweet her and be like, you suck. But to actually threaten the former mayor that wasn't likable at all, where's the decision making in that? You think she's just going to give you a slap on the wrist like the Vikings wide receiver going 140 miles per hour and the slap on the wrist he's getting from the team? No. She's going to prosecute you to the fullest because she's a bitch and she doesn't care.
Prosecutors say that he sent her an email last fall where he threatened to kill Lightfoot and used several racial slurs. The judge set another court date for August.
You know when you see somebody and they just look racist? This guy who's being accused of it just looks racist.
Now, after the hearing, Lightfoot put out this statement saying in part, "We all know that criticism from the public and others comes with the job of being an elected official. But what doesn't come with the job and what we must never accept are threats of death or bodily harm."
Yeah. But later on, my wife helped me relax by us using some bodily fluids. Man, that joke went nowhere. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. What's going on with the Gosling family? Again, this is what's going to happen in 10 years with the Kardashians. You know, 14, 15 years ago, John and Kate plus A was a thing and all the kids were little? Well, there's some trouble in that household.
Maddie Gosselin issues a rare statement accusing her brother Colin of physical violence and hate speech.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad the siblings are exploiting each other. That's what happens when your dad is a deadbeat loser. And that's what happens when your mom exploits you. You're going to have this in 15 years later.
I want to believe it was because of TV. I think it tore us apart.
The Johnny Kate plus 8 star broke her silence on Instagram Wednesday, opening up about her estranged family one day after Colin's bombshell interview aired on Vice TV's.
You know, John and Kate were watching him and were like, please don't exploit us. Even though we exploited you your whole life, please don't exploit us. Please don't exploit us.
Dark side of the 2000s.
I know my mother was going through a lot of things.
This Dark Side of the 2000 show on Vice looks so good. Why does it look so good? They're doing something on Shock Jock Radio. All the guys I grew up listening to, Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony, Mancow. Yeah! I am so energetic today. Also, the Dark Side of the 2000s. They should do one on the Dark Sides of Cleveland Radio douchebags.
She needed someone to take out her anger and her frustration on. And that it was just kind of me.
Maddie claims she's been overwhelmed by hate messages before explaining that she doesn't owe her allegiance to anyone who she claims has physically threatened her and every member of her immediate family. ET has reached out to Colin for comment. Maddie adds that she will never allow someone to be in her life who she says has exhibited hateful and even violent behavior towards others based in their racial identity, gender identity, or religious beliefs. Maddie refuses to compromise even for her brother.
Good. Listen, there's this idea that you gotta be loyal to your family. If your family sucks, you don't have to talk to them. They're just human beings that you happen to be related to.
Whom she claims made his opinions very clear in private.
Are you trying to say your mother was abusive to you? Is that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the reason why she sent me away.
Yeah, it's kind of the reason why I'm here on TV, to get some fame, because I don't have any talent and my mom kind of screwed me by putting me into this world.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to play some KB the Great, a.k.a. Courtney Brown. We're going to do some collaboration very soon. Here's Pleasure and Pain.
I've been driven off my goals and ambition. Worked so hard for a living and stacked that bread to the ceiling. And sometimes not what's in business, just the way that it goes. Different type of conditions, better make it your most. But lately I've been feeling like we just been blessed with the curse. No matter how you fight the good and bad, it always reverse. Like we all made the same, some things will never be changed. You rep the click that you claim, like choosing sides at a game. Though it's struggle remains, on trying hard to maintain, when no one else is to blame, on how to keep it contained. You see, I'm straight off the block, I just triple my knot, on my way to the top, like the cream of the crop. But still, no matter how far I get from the sun and the rain, I can't escape them sunny winters, talking pleasures and pain. Now hold on.
Pleasures and pain, talking pleasures and pain, talking pleasures and pain, talking pleasures and pain, talking pleasures and pain.
The way it feels, he always trying to chill. He knows he's got it. Yeah, can we just keep it real? You know this love is real, no doubt about it. How much longer till you get it? Yeah, it's too long, he not committed. Yeah, just stay strong, you let him hit it. Yeah, and now he's gone, forget the digits. Yeah, just stay home, never picked up the phone. Should have stayed in his zone, should have been in his face. He did you wrong, should have left him alone. Now you gotta move on, he found a girl to replace. And every week is just to keep him sleeping. Hit the club tonight, or you can see the freaking. If the money's right, that's the lead to keeping. If the feel is right, then you gon' believe it. Goals achieving, though a thousand treating. Can I break the chain of pain and pleasure leaving? Gotta face the pain at any time of grieving. Guess that make you human, that's the only reason. Straight off the block, I just build up my stock. Put the game in a lock, by the way that I rock. It's that we always gotta have a mix of sun with that rain. I guess that's why we got policemen out here blowing our brains. Oh, hold on.
What up, KB the Great? What up? Got it. Yeah. Yeah, me neither. Pleasure and Pain by KB the Great. I got some breaking news for you.
Happy Hour will be right back.
What music bed do I feel like partying to? Let's try this one. I haven't played this yet. This following segment has been brought to you by Mitra 9.
You can do it by ringing the
bell for education. Mitra-9.com. And use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20%. Yeah. Oh, sure. It's a party up in here. It's always a party over at Hoppy Hour. I said it's always a party at Hoppy Hour. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. But in all sincerity, if you feel like you need to work on your mental health, which we all do, let's be honest here, counselingoncall.net. I have my shrink, my psychologist, my therapist, known as Jay, that I talk to every week, and he really helps me out. If you go to counselingoncall.net and you get a shrink and you tell them I sent you, they will hook you up, bro.
You can do it by bringing about compulsory education on the topic of alcoholics in general. But this is
Happy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
These are challenging times for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
I love the British accent. It's so sexy on these insiders you see on all these shows.
These are challenging times for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Harry and Meghan's marriage is in trouble.
There's such a mess going on around them.
You know that all these spicy reporters overseas love this. They've been waiting for this moment.
The new Harry and Meghan headlines, Trouble in Paradise, rumors of divorce, and they're taking time apart.
Things haven't been so marvelous over in Montecito.
They sound so excited to say that.
The tabloids seem to be in attack mode. Why? Well, speculation is there's pressure on the pair after some recent bad press.
They are destroying us.
If you let it get to you when you keep making posts about it, of course it's going to destroy you. If you ignore it, it won't.
7 days ago, their Netflix docuseries failed to get an Emmy nod.
Why would that happen? Because you're rich in elite and royalty, so you think you expect anything? You couldn't even do a podcast correctly.
Just weeks earlier, Harry and Meghan parted ways with Spotify after making an estimated $25 million deal. And then a company exec trashed them.
I wish I had been involved in the Meghan and Harry leave Spotify negotiation. The grifters. That's the podcast we should have launched with them.
I love Bill Simmons.
This also comes amid major backlash in the UK after Harry published the memoir Spare.
It's left a bad taste in people's mouths. It's further alienated him from his friends and his family.
He seems like the type of guy where as each day goes on, he's just further alienating himself from everybody else.
And I think inevitably that has put a strain on them. And I think it was very notable that in the run-up to the launch of his autobiography and all of the publicity, Meghan was notable by her absence. And that was really the first time we'd seen a divide between them.
Things are not going well.
Harry and Meghan's reported 5-year, $100 million deal with Netflix is still in place. And there's speculation Harry will be heading to Africa solo to work on a documentary for the streamer.
Oh, that's good.
These reports sound completely plausible, but of course, if he's going over there to do that alone...
He's totally not going to hook up with beautiful women over there. Going on a trip on the other side solo, that's totally going to help. Kind of like the scheduling conflicts that we'll get to in a second with Ariana Grande and Dalton Gomez. Being on other sides of the planet, oh yeah, that is the key to a successful relationship, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery.
Leaving Meghan behind, that's only going to fuel these ongoing reports and speculation.
Yeah, he really is leaving her behind. He's like, yeah, be on the other side of the globe. Speaking of somebody I would leave on the other side of the globe.
Andy told me to marry
but
Jason,
that is
so
not true.
There we go.
Worst idea in history.
Bethany Frankel claims Andy Cohen advised her to say I do to her ex-hubby, Jason Hoppy.
I know Andy Hoppy? Cohen really well. I did not realize how decisive he is.
The brief mention of her ex was made on the latest episode of her Just Be podcast while chatting with her former Real Housewives of New York City co-star Jill Zarin.
They're all the same.
Andy told me to marry
but
Jason,
that is
so.
Not-
Although Bethany's got this annoying voice.
True. There we go.
It is my great pleasure to pronounce you husband and wife.
For about 2 years.
The Skinny Girl founder doesn't publicly talk about her ex much, but back in 2021, she opened up about marrying someone who wasn't in the public eye.
Yeah, I think that's her talking about him.
I ended up marrying someone who was just a regular person who seemed...
And it didn't really work because I always need to be in the public eye. And frankly, being married to him probably helped make me a little irrelevant.
Seemed like they could handle all of what's going on with me and being in reality television. And I was sort of proud of myself for just marrying someone who had a simple life and they didn't come from much. And so they would never want anything from me.
Would you take this thing seriously, please?
Jason appeared on the hit Bravo franchise in 2010 and their spinoff, Bethany Ever After, from 2010 to 2011.
Alrighty, cool. I'm glad he did.
It's a lot.
I do this thing on my show. If I'm bored, you're bored. I didn't realize Maria Menounos didn't have a baby.
I'm having a baby. I'm very excited.
Maria Menounos is officially a mom.
Like, let's go have these kids.
The TV personality and her husband, Kevin Undergaro, welcomed their first child together via surrogate.
Baby is doing great.
Maria confirmed they were expecting during a visit to Live with Kelly and Ryan back in February.
See, I thought she had like 7 kids. I don't know why.
We're having a baby.
Oh my God!
All right, that's great. Here's for the spicy headline about Maria. Nah, not about Maria Menounos. I don't know why I said that because I was just talking about her. That's why. It's about Ariana Grande as she deleted all the Dalton Gomez wedding photos from her social media, which that might be one of the most painful things about a breakup is when you got to go through and delete the pictures. You're like, oh, this memory and this memory.
While Ariana Grande has not yet spoken out on her reported split from Dalton Gomez, she seems to be subtly signaling a new chapter on social media.
Duh.
After news broke this week that the position songstress and her husband of more than 2 years had reportedly gone their separate ways, eagle-eyed fans noticed that Ari appeared to have deleted photos of their wedding day from her Instagram grid. The pop star had previously shared romantic snaps from the special occasion. Which
I bet she had her team delete it. Like, when I had to delete the pictures, I had to, like, go through them.
Took place at her Montecito home back in 2021. As of Wednesday, a few photos of Dalton remain live on Ariana's account, including a sweet selfie of the Wicked actress resting her head on his that she posted last November.
There's something really creepy about when a couple breaks up and then you look at pictures of them really in love and you're like, wow. It's literally like a horror movie. It's like a death. You're like, what the hell happened?
News of Ariana's post-removal comes days after TMZ reported that the married pair quietly separated in January and are, quote, heading toward divorce.
Oh, yeah. So there were reports that he may have been dating other people and that their schedules didn't align and blah, blah, blah. And this right here is proof that she was seeing somebody else. 2 days after they break up, this happens.
Thank you. Next. Ariana Grande is reportedly ready to move on following the news of her impending divorce from her husband, Dalton Gomez. Multiple media outlets claim the Seven Rings singer is now dating her Wicked co-star, Ethan Slater. Ariana and Dalton separated in January.
Smart idea. Date your co-worker. Woo! That always ends well.
She and Ethan recently began dating, and he is separated from his wife, a source told People.
Oh, so he was cheating on his wife with Ariana while she was cheating on Dalton with him. And I'm not saying Dalton wasn't cheating, but this is a really spicy situation here.
Ariana is playing Glinda in the film adaptation of the Broadway musical, while the 31-year-old who previously starred in SpongeBob SquarePants the Broadway musical plays Alphaba's sister Nessa Rose's love interest, Bach. Ethan was married to singer Lily J, and the pair welcomed a son together last year, TMZ says.
Hey, Daddy, did you cheat on Mom with Ariana Grande?
But sources tell the outlet that the duo have since split, and Ariana and Ethan got together after they separated.
Oh, that's what they always say.
News of the co-star's connection comes just days after a source told People that Ariana and Dalton broke up earlier this year and have since been, quote, quietly and lovingly working on their friendship. Access Hollywood has reached out to reps for comment. When news broke that Ariana had been cast in Wicked, she was starring on The Voice as a coach alongside Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, and Blake Shelton.
So she was working about 18 hours a day and not hanging out with Dalton.
During her season, she told Access Hollywood how much she adored working with the music legends.
We had a friendship.
All right, I don't care. Cool, you like working with people. Obviously, you don't like dating them because you go from relationship to relationship, you sociopath.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
My man is already killing it in the Bay Area. So to say this is a premiere, it's not really a premiere, but it's a happy hour premiere. Bro DZ with Champion. We'll be right back to wrap up the show.
I don't know what's got into me. I'm a champion born with the mind of a winner. Now watch as I go and make history. I want the belt, I want the trophy. I want a ring in second place below me. I want the gold, that's my spot only. Mamba mentality, feeling like Kobe.
All we do is win.
I'm addicted to victory. I don't know what's got into me. I'm a champion born with the mind of a winner. Now watch as I go and make history. I want the belt, I want the trophy. I want a ring in second place below me. I wanna be at the top where it's lonely. Mamba mentality, feeling like Kobe. If you toss me the rock, I'ma score. Yeah, you want it badly, but I want it more. That's why I've been practicing and making sure that my craft is perfected since I was like 4. They said I was crazy, I know that's the truth. That's cause I came from the field to the booth. And I know in my head some screws are loose, but that's why I'm me and I do what I do. All that work that I put in while no one was watching. All the times I was just plotting on what I'll become or what I will accomplish. Foot on the gas, I got no plans of stopping. Got no other option, just chasing these dreams. A promise I made to myself is a T. No matter what happens, I know what I'm worth. And I know I'm not perfect, but I'm still a king. Let me hop in the ring. I'ma fight for my life, yeah. Just like everyday life. You see what I bring. Ain't no knives to the fight, nah. Keep it fair, keep it right. And then once the bell rings, 1, 2, left, right. Go to sleep, night, night. I can fly, I can sting, hey. I can swing, I can bite, yeah. Never run from a fight. I'm addicted to victory. I don't know what's got into me. I'm a champion born with the mind of a winner. Now watch as I go and make history. I want the belt, I want the trophy. I want a ring in second place below me. I want the gold, that's my spot only. Mamba mentality, feeling like Kobe.
All we do is win.
I'm addicted to victory. I don't know what's got into me. I'm a champion born with the mind of a winner. Now watch as I go and make history. I want the belt, I want the trophy. I want a ring in second place below me. I wanna be at the top where it's lonely. Mamba mentality, feeling like Kobe.
Injecting winning in my veins, boy. Yeah, that addiction go crazy. Chasing that first win again, again. No peer pressure and being lazy. Been a champion, seeds all on me. But I got my own brand. Leaning in the past or losing so much. Had to adjust my life and share my voice. Now you see how the mic's raising my index finger in the air. Then the middle finger up, that's a victory pose. I know you want a piece of that. Rapping like sticky fingers with the catch. Like 13 reaching back. 16 divided by 2 equals 8. That's when I started with the flow from a long time ago. But I had to add a 16 when I had a drive to be rolling on 24. Slithering through the streets in a black Mamba, no Harry Potter. Yeah, sitting at top in a lounge chair, born from the skies. How you doing down there? We gotta win, we gotta win, yeah. We gotta win, we gotta win.
All we do is win.
I'm addicted to victory. I don't know what's got into me. I'm a champion born with the mind of a winner. Now watch as I go and make history. I want the belt, I want the trophy. I want a ring in second place below me. I want the gold, that's my spot only. Mamba mentality, feeling like Kobe.
All we do is win.
I'm addicted to victory. I don't know what's got into me. I'm a champion born with the mind of a winner. Now watch as I go and make history.
Yeah.
The belt, I want the trophy. I want a ring in second place below me. I wanna be at the top where it's lonely. Mamba mentality, feeling like Kobe.
Oh yeah, guess what? I'm about to tell you.
Happy Hour will be right back.
All right. Let's do a quick recap of all the sponsors. This is being brought to you by Mitra-9.com, the best kava and kratom around. At checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E. This is being brought to you by DZBZ Honey, the best Delta-8 CBD honey around. DZBZHoney.com, use keyword Hoppy at checkout. This is being brought to you by the best hemp CBD Delta-8 lemonade around, Astro Bliss, at A-S-T-R-O-B-L-E-M-E.com. Use keyword Hoppy and save 10%. It's a party with Happy Hour. We get high and we have fun. This is also being brought to you by FitsageFitness.net, the best workout trainer in all the Bay Area. AmirAcademy.com, the best MMA trainer in all the Bay Area. RichKBarber.com, the best barber in all the Bay Area. Do you notice I surround myself with the best around? This is also being brought to you by WestChasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. And CounselingOnCall.net. Get your mental health together. And tomorrow, I will be announcing the 9th sponsor at a Happy Hour. But just because I'm reaching my lucky number 9 doesn't mean I don't want to keep on growing. If you want to be a sponsor of Happy Hour, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com, or hit me up on any social media platform and we can figure it out. Got it. What up? What up? Oh yeah, let that beat drop. Beat drop. So much again, too.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
This morning, Netflix is signing in to blockbuster-sized profits and growth. The streaming behemoth announcing its second...
I first thought that was an insult because that company doesn't exist anymore, but I'm like, oh, they're being literal when they say blockbuster, not the out-of-business company.
Profits and growth. The streaming behemoth announcing its second quarter earnings to the tune of $8.2 billion in revenue.
That's good.
And the addition of nearly 6 million subscribers. That's more than triple what they saw last quarter.
Whoa, it's like making people pay for it helps you make money.
The report, the first since Netflix cracked down on password sharing and months into the introduction of its cheaper ad-supported membership option.
Yeah, that was a big thing, too, with the economy to add cheaper ways to watch Netflix. Welcome to being relevant again, Netflix.
Which the company says will only continue to bring in more users.
There's no question that Netflix is the king of streaming right now. They're the only ones that have a profit.
Whatever. Since someone from Netflix bragging about Netflix. Whatever. The best one is Max. I will always call it HBO Max. It goes like this. Number one is HBO Max. Number two is Hulu. Number three is Paramount Plus. Number four is Peacock. Number five is Netflix. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm not a big fan of Netflix. And I don't know if you can tell, but this next person I'm not a big fan of.
There's been a big development in the suit Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend filed against his trust.
I'm talking about Tiger Woods' ex, not him. He's fine.
According to court documents obtained by E! News July 19th, the professional golfer's ex-girlfriend Erica Herman has filed to dismiss the $30 million lawsuit pending the end result of an appeal of a separate suit she filed to nullify an NDA that she signed in 2017. Herman's dismissal comes nearly 9 months after she filed her multi-million dollar suit seeking damages against the Jupiter Island Irrevocable Homestead Trust that Woods controls. In the filing previously obtained by NBC News, Herman, who dated Woods for 5 years until their October 2022 split, said she was allegedly tricked into leaving the Treasure Coast, Florida property that they shared after she was told to pack a suitcase for a vacation. When she arrived at the airport, her lawsuit stated, Herman was informed that she had been locked out of the home.
This should be a lesson to all gold diggers to take in the moment, because you are replaceable and it's not going to last forever. Bye-bye.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that,